it is 8 a.m. in New York, 2 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 7 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com. I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. If you want to build self-worth and self-esteem, build a business. If I had heard this in the wrong moment in 2015, you know, in the throes of my own business building efforts, I would have said, Sunday, you're crazy. This is actually a way to destroy your self-worth and self-esteem. But building a business is actually the unexpected way to greater self-worth and self-esteem. Why is this important? Because some of you out there don't even allow yourself to even think of building a business. You say, I'm not the business type. I couldn't run my own business. I don't have an idea that would make money and all those other things. And you might also think that you're not competent enough or confident enough to run a business. It is time to think again. I am especially talking to those of you who are listening, who are accompanying partners, and you feel like something is missing. You know you want to do your own thing, but you don't know what. Or you have some ideas, but you just don't know how to make them portable, profitable, or even fit your lifestyle. Okay, some of you might be thinking, I just don't know how what it takes. And you've been, I don't know, you've been somewhere between giving up your own work and moving abroad and raising kids. You've lost your self-confidence along the way. So I've got news for you. The unexpected way to greater self-worth and self-esteem and actually your skills is to build a business. And I know you don't believe me. So I am going to break it down for you, okay? So all of this came to me when I was on a walk the other day, and I was listening to this wonderful book called Connection Parenting from Pam Leo. And she talks about the difference in children between the idea of self-worth and self-esteem. Now, if you go and you Google self-worth or look it up in a dictionary, it might actually have self-worth and self-esteem as synonyms, but it's not. Okay, so taking from the framing of from Pam Leo, we're going to look at how self-worth is different from self-esteem and how this is all connected to a business. So self-worth is essentially valuing your inherent worth as a person. That means self-worth is about who you are, not about what you do. Okay, so this is different from self-esteem, which we'll talk into more detail later, that self-esteem is about your confidence in your abilities. So let's focus first on self-worth, valuing your inherent worth as a person. And you're saying, Sunday, oh my God, how can starting and running a business help my self-worth? It's going to make me feel like crap because it's so much work and a lot of struggle, right? So here are four ways your business will build self-worth. Number one, you are forced to come to terms with who you are and the value you add to your business. You are forced to come to terms with who you are and the value you add to your business. Okay, so remember the definition of self-worth is basing your worth on your unique qualities, what makes you, you, not something external. All right. And the one thing you've got to do when you build a business is come to terms with who you are and the value you add to your business. All those things, like how you tick, what your strengths are, you know, also what your weaknesses are, accepting all of that at face value. I know from the leadership training that I've done, I've led, and I've been part of, that knowing who you are as a leader is critical. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So for me, if I look back on my own journey, I think it's so interesting. I don't think I've ever shared this with anybody, but back in 2013, I was working, I was a head of intercultural management at the second largest company in Switzerland. And I was serving all the major clients, lovely, lovely, you know, CEOs and all the major companies doing intercultural competence development training, leadership coaching, et cetera. And all of a sudden, I went from this corporate structure, right? I was in the house of learning development, new media. So I had a lot of corporate backup in what I was doing. Even though it was me doing the coaching and the leadership training, it was still with that corporate cachet, so to speak. So when I called a business, you know, I would announce who I was, but where I was calling from, what corporate entity. So that I think that helped me get in the door, right? But in the end, it was me who did the work. So back to 2013, I was making this transition from being in the corporate context to running my own business. And when I looked at that, I had to really come to terms with my value. That now here I am on my own with my own business, no longer, you know, with this huge corporation in my back. And I had to come to terms with that. And I noticed how it was filtering into decisions I was making. I was thinking, should I call myself something like Intercultural Competence Center? Or should I just have my website, you know, sundaybean.com? And I realized, listen, this is, people are hiring me, not a corporate entity, and I need to own that. And that is enough, because that's, in the end, you get invited to, you know, a proposal, but you get the proposal based on who you are and what you deliver. So I had to wrestle with that, and I had to come to terms with being me, the way that I am able to show up for my clients and deliver training has to be enough. I don't have to sound like I'm this huge corporation, right? So the value is what I, and listen, this isn't something I had like just in the top of my head. I had to work through to find that value, that I'm good enough, right? It's okay to be me. I don't need to look like a huge company. I can serve large companies through the unique, scalable products that I've created, but I need to put myself in the front of my brand, because this is who you get, right? And then it has got to be good enough. So this is what I mean about your self-worth, having to come to terms with who you are. And I realized that because you have to sell yourself, right? You have to put yourself out there in your marketing, et cetera. And I realized that my strength is actually this triad I have of, you know, having the intercultural background, the coaching background, and living this expat experience, and saying that's what my strength is. And, but being able to articulate that, you know, we're not in a position every day to articulate what our strengths are. We actually are more in a place to say what we're not good at. And that whole process of creating, you know, the decision-making process, how will I show up? What will my brand be? You know, what will I put on my about page? All of that was owning who I am. And that is like a spiritual practice, I tell you what, like that of really getting, defining your self-worth and owning it and putting it out there in your business. I'll tell you what, if you are listening to this and you have your own business, I think you know what I'm talking about. And if you aren't able to do that, to stand behind your unique qualities, you're actually hiding a lot from your clients. And you might actually be limiting your business in ways that you don't even know. Okay, so that's a really big part of your self-worth and how having a business, you know, really calls you to articulate who you are and the value you add to your business. It also brings out your weaknesses, right? And what you're going to do about it. One of the things that I, so silly, but one of the weaknesses that I realized, I'll say it like this. I went to my accountant, this was a couple years back, and I had done, you know, all I could to understand accounting. I'm an intercultural strategist and a coach. I'm not an accountant, but to understand accounting, because that's part of my business, I had to learn a software for Swiss accounting. It was all in German. So it was like, ugh. And for me, super boring. But I knew I had to get smart in my accounting. So I worked really hard, invested a ton of time to get on board with this. I, you know, data entry, all the things from, you know, A to Z. And I went to my accountant in Switzerland, and she says to me, Frau Schneider, I think it would be less expensive for you if we did your accounting than if we corrected your accounting. I was like, okay, this is not my strength. I should keep my hands off of taxes and accounting. And I just submitted. I can't be a one-woman show. I've done a lot of outsourcing in my business for all of the technical stuff, the routine procedural stuff, and the accounting and taxes, because that is not where my strengths are. And that's not where my business will thrive if I'm driving that. So when you build a business, you're forced to come to terms with who you are and the value you add to your business. And that's a great thing. I am more grounded as a result of that. So if you want to build self-worth, building a business makes this inevitable. So one thing I want you to know, it's really important, is if you are being stubborn and you still want to base your self-worth on outside factors, you run the risk of harming your health. Lena Firestone from Psych Alive wrote in an article on self-worth. She says, studies now show that basing one's self-worth on external factors is actually harmful to one's mental health. One study at the University of Michigan found that college students who base their self-worth on external sources, including academic performance, appearance, and approval from others, reported more stress, anger, academic problems, and relationship conflicts. They also had higher levels of alcohol and drug use, as well as more symptoms of eating disorders. The same study found that students who base their self-worth on internal sources not only felt better, they also received higher grades and were less likely to use drugs and alcohol or develop eating disorders. So this is serious when you base your self-worth on external factors. And I've seen it with my clients. I've done it myself. Believe me, I was a straight A student. You don't think I developed my self-worth, you know, connected to external sources. I get it, right? I call myself a recovering perfectionist. So I get it. I've been there and I've worked really hard to disconnect from the external and connect it to the internal. So I'm not saying I'm immune. I've been immune to this. One of my clients, also I watched this happen, where she realized that when it came to her business, she was attaching her self-worth to outside factors. Like, it was like the metaphor we came up with was her self-worth hopped in on a roller coaster and it went for this erratic ride, right? It was up and down and up and down because it was always connected to what was going on with her clients, the feedback or the project phase, right? Instead of her self-worth walking steadily across a bridge with the challenges coming in the face, right? Wind and rain, but persevering on, right? So when she was on that roller coaster, when she attached her self-worth, like, you know, hopping into a roller coaster, she felt stress, anxiety, and exhaustion. And her happiness and self-worth went up and down based on, you know, the flavor of the day. And when she learned to accept her inherent value, she was calmer, had more focus, more energy, and felt more grounded, even in the face of these challenges. All right, so it has a physical impact on your body and your energy. So long story short, building your self-worth on your inherent value is good for your business and your health. So once you come to terms with your inherent value, again, it's inevitable when you're building a business, you are on a much healthier road. So the number one way to build self-worth while building a business is that you are forced to come to terms with who you are and the value you add to your business. The second way your business will build self-worth is that it forces you to work through how you limit yourself. When running a business, every business owner inevitably falls into the trap of what Dr. Martha Beck calls compare and despair. you compare yourself to others who are getting more clients, making more money, have more followers, getting more exposure, selling more products, et cetera, et cetera. And it makes you face all this mind crap that I like to call the voice of Amy G. Dalla, right? The voice of Amy G. Dalla is from the amygdala, right? The thing, our fear center that fires. And it says, she says things like this: you're not good enough to do this. This will never work. You're a fraud. People are going to find out. You're not growing fast enough. Right? So these pop up. If you have a brain, if you have an amygdala, this mind crap is going to pop up when you're building your business. Okay. And as Lena Firestone says in her article on self-worth, the first step in building self-worth is to stop comparing yourself to others and evaluating your every move. She says, in other words, you need to challenge your critical inner voice, who I call Amy G. Dalla. Okay. So I know I did this. I actually did this once when I compared my business to one of my own coaches. So there's a coach that I followed for a long time and admire, and now we're actually working together. And say hi if you're listening. she hit $1 million in revenue, and I saw this post on social media. And I know her business is thriving. She's doing retreats. She's all over. She's doing an amazing job, and it's fantastic. And I must be doing something wrong, right? That's what popped up when I heard and I saw what she was doing and accomplishing and this huge revenue milestone. I mean, how many coaches make $1 million in revenue? It's huge. I heard Amy G. Dalla whisper, "You're doing something wrong." Excuse me, Sunday. Like, what? I heard that and I thought, you're kidding me. She's been running her business for 10 years. I've been in this for 5 years. And I noticed I was doing compare and despair, right? And in that moment, I gave myself some grace for being on my own time continuum, serving people in the way that I do, and celebrating the successes of my business. Come on, right? So when you're building your own business, this is what you're going to face. You are going to confront your mind crap. And you know what's great about that? Is you're faced to confront it. And then once you do, it doesn't have power over you. And you can move forward. All right? So that is the beauty of building your self-worth and catching yourself in compare and despair. So there you go. You challenge these critical voices when they pop up, and then you move forward. Boom, deeper self-worth. Thank you, business. So there you have it. The second way your business will build self-worth is that it forces you to work through how you limit yourself. Who doesn't want to stop limiting themselves, or at least recognize it when you're doing it and then move forward? I tell you, people, this is seriously like a spiritual experience. This is like self-help books on crack, owning your own business. Okay, the third way your business will build self-worth is that it gives you a deeper sense of meaning and purpose. Right? And y'all know I am all about meaning and purpose. Because think about it. A business is nothing more than providing value for others. And that's meaningful. Here's what Lena Firestone goes on to say about self-worth and adding meaning in your life from the same article. She says, adding meaning in your life by taking part in activities that you feel are important is another great way to build self-worth. Helping others, for example, offers a huge boost to your sense of self-worth. So building your own business is a built-in system for helping others. And of course, people find meaning in many, many, many ways, right? So when you build your own business, you get to think about what interests you personally and professionally. You get to pursue that, and that builds your self-worth. In fact, when you build a business, you get to stop thinking about yourself, right? This idea of navel gazing You stop thinking just about yourself and you start thinking about the ways in which you can serve others. The ways in which you can serve others. And as researcher Dr. Jennifer Crocker suggests, this is a way you can find a goal that is bigger than the self. You move beyond self-interest and toward serving. That's meaningful. That's purposeful. And that builds self-worth. So there you've got it. The third way your business will build self-worth is that it gives you a deeper sense of meaning and purpose. So now we've come to the fourth way your business will build self-worth, and that is it gives you an opportunity to live in alignment with your personal integrity. It gives you an opportunity to live in alignment with your personal integrity. Because let's face it, running a business it can be challenging, right? And you have to make a lot of judgment calls. And you will want to serve your clients or create a product in a way that you think people deserve to be treated, or create things that add value in people's life, right? And in the process, you have to find a way to balance your work life and your personal life, right? So there's so many opportunities for you to live in alignment with your personal integrity, because you're going to be faced with tough calls. And here's just a very simple example is I, in the beginning of my business building, where I was happy to just have any client, you know, that I could, I had hours that I worked while my kids were at school, for example, and I had clients who said they'd love to work with me, and they are available from 5 to 8 p.m. my time. And on one side, I had this idea of, oh, great, I have a new client. I finally get revenue this month, right, in the beginning, as everybody has when they're first starting out. And on the other hand, I thought, well, 5 to 8 is actually when I'm with my kids and eating dinner and putting them to bed. So for me, I was put in a position of, you know, accepting a client to grow my business or saying no to that revenue and having family time. And I thought about it and I'm like, listen, I teach my clients to succeed professionally and still make time for what's most important to them. And so often, you know, their health or their family time, their time with their partner, et cetera. What would that be in line with my own integrity if I said no to that for myself? Absolutely not. So to make a call in line with my personal integrity was to say no, to set boundaries. These are the times that I'm available, and stick with it. And what do you know? It all worked out, right? And I'm so grateful that I said yes to my family during that time and no to that time frame for my client, because I would have been present in my coaching from a place of being bitter and out of alignment on my personal integrity. And that's not good for anybody, right? So you're going to want to make sure while you're building your business that your actions are in alignment with your values. And when you do that, Dr. Robert Firestone says, and he's a clinical psychologist and author of a book you might have read, Self Under Siege. He says that when you are doing that, the actions in alignment with your words, that builds self-worth. So it might be surprising, right? But the fourth way your business will build self-worth is that it gives you an opportunity to live in alignment with your personal integrity. Okay, so let's look back. Here are the four ways building a business builds self-worth. 1, you're forced to come to terms with who you are and the value you add to your business. 2, it forces you to work through how you limit yourself. 3, it gives you a deeper sense of meaning and purpose. And 4, it gives you an opportunity to live in alignment with your personal integrity. I mean, who doesn't want to come to terms with who they are, understand how you limit yourself, gain a deeper sense of purpose and meaning, and live in alignment with your personal integrity? I mean, goodbye self-help books. Hello, business. Oh, wait, maybe still want to have those because I love them. So seriously, I mean it. It's unexpected, but the way to greater self-worth and self-esteem is building a business. It's unexpected, but it is a great way. And if self-worth isn't enough, let's look at what business building can do for your self-esteem. Remember, we're looking at self-esteem as how confident you feel in your abilities. How confident you feel in your abilities. And I love this distinction from Pam Leo because it's so important. This is about how looking at my abilities in a realistic way and feeling great about it. Because this has such a massive impact, how confident we feel in our abilities and how we show up in the world, to whom and when we offer those abilities to others. And then here's the paradox, right? To feel good, we have to get out there and do these things. But if we don't feel confident about it, we're reluctant to go out in there and do it. So here's what Dr. Guy Winch, guest author at Psychology Today and licensed psychologist, has to say. If we want to feel good about ourselves, we have to do things that actually make us feel proud, accomplished, appreciated, respected, or empowered, or take steps that make us feel that we're advancing towards our goals. And that, my friends, is what you get as you build your business. You create and sell a product. You serve clients. And you gain that sense of accomplishment. You feel proud in your clients' results. Or you're proud that someone would want that thing you created in their lives. As you build a business, you advance toward your goals. All of it is built into creating a business. So according to Guy Winch, this is again the author at Psychology Today, and he's a psychologist. He says there are several ways to nurture your self-esteem, and there are two that we're going to talk about right here. So according to Guy Winch, he says, one, identify areas of authentic strength or competency. He says to begin building your self-esteem, you have to identify what you're good at, what you do well, and what you do that other people appreciate. Does that sound familiar? Right? We talked about getting to know yourself and who you are and your strengths. This is business building 101, leadership 101. Okay? The key here is what people appreciate. It's inherent in determining if your business is viable, if it'll be profitable. So when you crack that puzzle, your self-esteem is supported in a healthy way. So one way to nourish your self-esteem is to identify where you're authentically strong or competent. This is key when you're initially starting your business and when you're determining what direction you're going to take, right? Knowing who you are and your strengths. And this naturally leads the second way to build your self-esteem through your business, and that is demonstrate ability. Demonstrate ability. So once you've identified your area of strength, you have to find ways to demonstrate it, right? And that is going to nourish self-confidence or self, exactly. That'll nourish self-esteem. So in your business, this is demonstrated through your leadership, how well you delegate, your sales, your client acquisition, your feedback, more and more and more and more, right? There are tons of opportunities for you to build self-esteem, which Dr. Winch says, essentially, engage in the things you do well. By the way, up until now, when you've been listening to this, we've been talking about business. I also just want to take a moment here to talk to anybody who's listening who is not in a position due to legal requirements or your family situation where you know you're not going to do a business. I just want to say all of this is still relevant about knowing your strengths and demonstrating your abilities, engaging in the things that you do well. So even if by this point you're like, Sunday, I'm really not going to do this because of A, B, or C circumstance, all of what we've been talking about can still be nourished so that your self-worth and self-esteem is strong. Okay, and from a business perspective, every leader knows that this is simply a good business practice, okay? And it builds, as I said, self-esteem. Here's what Dr. Winch has to say. Self-esteem is not fueled by hope. Okay, business entrepreneurs, listen carefully. It's not fueled by hope. I'll be successful any day now. Or by false beliefs. I'm the greatest. It's fueled by authentic experiences of competence and ability and well-deserved feedback. If those are lacking in your life, he says, take action to bring them into your daily experience by demonstrating your abilities and opening yourself up to positive feedback from yourself as well as from others once you do. So, to build self-esteem through your business, you need to identify areas of strength or competency and allow yourself to demonstrate those abilities. We all crave purpose and meaning. It is undeniable that this is connected to our sense of self-worth and self-esteem. And in that same article in PsychoLive from Dr. Lisa Firestone, she says, feeling good about yourself as a person and acceptable for who you are allows you to move through life with a sense of purpose, meaning, and value. Remember, the unexpected way to greater self-worth and self-esteem is building a business. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Sunday, not everyone is meant to build a business. Not everyone is made for that. And you know what? You're right. It's not for everyone. But there are people out there who are extremely well-suited and they haven't given themselves enough credit to even consider it. All right? You know who you are. I'm pointing my finger at you right now. You know, like those librarians, and I'm looking at you. I am thinking specifically about expat partners, those of you who are living and adapting across cultures. You know what? You actually have exactly what it takes. And Amel Deregi makes a great case for this in her podcast on Tandem Nomads in episode 92, Three Reasons Why Starting a Business is the Solution for Expat Partners. So if you haven't heard that, check it out because she makes a great case there. And if you've ever thought of building a business, and you wouldn't mind the added benefit of enhancing your self-worth and self-esteem, then I have something just for you. All right, you are invited to a webinar I'm co-hosting with Tandem Nomads' amazing Amel Deregi, and together we will share the 10 steps that will help you go from I have no idea what to do to I finally have a business idea and know how to test it. Together, we look at what it takes to find a business idea that is viable, portable, and suits your life. Don't let your fears hold you back from building the very thing that could make a positive impact on you, your family, and others. You can sign up now by going to the show notes in episode 65 or 66 of Expat Happy Hour, and you can also find this on my blog. I would love to see you there because this is just the beginning of beauty, you guys. This is going to be fantastic. You've been listening to Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. I will leave you with the words of Evan Williams, co-founder of Twitter. Change the world, build a business, have fun.